Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na ki a Gilly Clark tēnei e kōrero atuna ki a koutou. Kei runga i te rāinei tēnei rā, ko Dr. Rāwiri Taonui, hoino hoki me kōrero anō mō tēnei rā. Nā ki a koutou kei wahona, he nā anō hoki whakarongo mai. Kia ora mai anō ki a koe, Dr. Rāwiri Taonui.
Mihi aki ki a koe.
Ai, tēnā anō. Ai, tēnā anō koe kei kona e noho mai ana. And pehana koe tēnei rā?
Pai rā wātū.
Oh, kia ora. Kamutu, hoeno ki kia mahara mai ngā iwi o koneke o mori whenua te tai tokerau. Kei hia koe kōrero mai ana mō tēnei wā. For this, I am going to ask you the first question. Travel ban is in place for India. However, what are other hotspots that you recommend should be included alongside India in the ban?
Well, the suspension of travel with India is very similar to what's called the red list that Britain operates, and they have 40 countries on their list. On our list, we have India. We had to make that decision because they made up about half of all the positive cases that were coming into New Zealand over the border. Other countries, including Brazil, which is also suffering in this first, fourth wave, sorry, that's sweeping the world. And then there's Pakistan, who've also got high cases, in Papua New Guinea. On the British list, they include a number of other countries, so some other European countries. And some of those European countries have sent more cases to New Zealand than Papua New Guinea have. So, you know, we might need to expand our list.
Okay. What are the latest statistics for the daily cases and death toll that is affecting India? At this time, is it too late to introduce the vaccinations for them?
Well, the difficulty with it is India actually had a strong vaccination program. So India was the first country in the world to deliver 100 million vaccinations to its people. And they've got quite large pharmaceutical companies, and they're part of the contract, or part of a contract, to deliver 2 billion doses of vaccinations to poor countries. They are making the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they have one of their own, which is called Covaxin. The difficulty India had is there are two things. One is they had protected their borders quite strongly. They were only allowing travel from 27 countries to India, and they were trying to, that was their attempt to try and stop the new variants entering the country. The thing is, with the pre-departure negative test requirement that all countries, most countries, introduced during the third wave, that failed to stop the variants, mainly because there was widespread fraud all over the world. So the variants have pretty much spread to every country, including New Zealand. Now, the second problem they had is most Western countries have purchased just about all of the available vaccines that were being produced around the world. And then the second thing, which became a major problem for India, is countries like Britain, Switzerland, some other European countries who have got strong vaccine production lines, and also the United States, stopped sharing technology, you know, so things like needles, vials, and other required to produce vaccines, they all stopped that. So President Trump introduced it first in the United States, and then President Biden, who generally is much better, he reaffirmed the same measures. And what that did is cut off the supply of materials to India, and so their vaccination program slowed down, and that's when the variants ran away with
cases, eh?
Mm. Yeah, with infection, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing now there with over 300,000 cases a day. The other thing with India, and this is where you have to feel really strongly for them, is they led a group of 80 countries going to the World Trade Organization, asking the World Trade Organization to make a decision to share all the intellectual property for developing vaccines so that India could begin producing vaccines at a higher rate again, not only for its own population, but also for the rest of the world's poor countries. And they've been asking the World Trade Organization to do that since October. And so far, that request has been blocked by all the strong European countries.
Oh, is that what happened, eh?
Yeah, that's what's happened. And the sad thing with it is unless the world decides to share the technology around vaccines more equally, we will eventually see the same thing unfold in Africa, in other parts of Southeast Asia, and the case numbers and the death tolls going to be really huge in poor countries.
Okay, as pointed out in New Zealand, borders are more robust than other countries. However, what could jeopardize our position?
Well, the main thing in New Zealand is we've got to get the vaccination program for Māori's got to get stronger. And I see a couple of days ago one of the Northland Māori health providers is saying that we should begin just vaccinating everyone who wants a vaccine. The government's got quite a staged approach to it, but what they're saying is in that rural areas it takes quite a bit of effort to get people together in one place and then get them vaccinated. And if you, say, do 50-year-olds this week and 20-year-olds next week, that's not going to work because of the nature of the communities being quite dispersed and rural and so on. And that's probably is the right thing to do so that we can get our people vaccinated. Just as a comparison, in the United States, the Indian Health Service and Indian health providers, of which there are about 600 or so, they are allowed to get vaccines directly from the federal government. And when they get the vaccines, they're allowed to make their own decision about how they apply those vaccines in their own communities. And so the approach they're taking is that any member of their indigenous community aged over 18 can just go up to a vaccine service and get vaccinated straight away. Now, we know that the indigenous Native Americans have suffered during COVID. Most of us would be familiar with what happened to the Navajo. And the numbers for cases of infection for Indigenous Americans is higher than for any other ethnic group. But that approach, which they call it sovereign vaccination, that approach means that Native American Indians are actually leading, have got the highest rate of vaccination in the United States at the moment. Now, our government, with its staged approach and going through the different age groups, that's an imposed structure, and it's not flexible enough for our Māori communities on the ground. The American approach is definitely better.
Okay. Well, lastly, with the travel bans being lifted yesterday, is it too soon and why?
Yes, well, with the Trans-Tasman bubble, I mean, that's a lot safer than, say, travel from other countries, because Australia's also done really well at combating COVID. However, the numbers are quite large. There's been more than 20,000 people coming to New Zealand since the Trans-Tasman bubble opened. There have been three or four incidents, including the cleaner at Auckland Airport on the second day of the bubble. There was a person who, when the suspension was on, travelled from Perth. There was a New Zealander who just flew from Perth to Sydney, which was still okay according to the rules. And then they just bought a ticket and either weren't asked the right questions or didn't give the right answers, and they flew to New Zealand. So there's been about three or four incidents. The key thing here is the numbers coming across to New Zealand are quite high, and that also increases the risk. And what we should have done, probably, is wait until our vaccination program was more advanced. So if something does happen, the community has an element of protection. When the bubble opened, New Zealand had only vaccinated 3.7% of our population. It would have been a wiser decision to open the bubble when we were a lot closer to, say, 50%.
Okay. Oh, well, it's giving us your kōrero with, you know, with everyone around here. It gives them an idea of what's happened. And, of course, yes. And another thing, of course, let's hope that up here, up in Kaitaia and the far north here, that they can start inoculating quite a few of us, you know, because there's a lot of us that hasn't even heard whether we're going to get it or when are we going to get it. You know, we haven't heard anything.
Yes, well, you know, it's breaking the rules, but, you know, one thing we have to remember with the Tai Tokoro is that the checkpoints went against the rules, but the checkpoints were successful in terms of Northland, particularly north of Kaikoi, had lower COVID cases than the rest of the country. And there was an exercise in Rangatiratanga. And when it comes to administering the vaccine in our communities like the Tai Tokoro and the East Coast, it's probably, it's not the wrong thing to make your own rules and just keep as many people vaccinated as possible. The long-term problem we're going to, the world's going to have, is because the distribution of vaccines is really uneven. Most of the rich countries will be vaccinated by the end of the year, but the poor countries won't. And there's a risk of new variants emerging in the poor world, and some of those the vaccines don't work so well, and what we'll see is that those new variants could go around and come back into the rich world next year. So we need to get as many people, many of our people as possible, vaccinated so that at least we've got that first stage of protection established, because COVID's probably going to come back next year.
Oh, very good. Well, you've given us a very good description of everything, so I'll let you go, and then no doubt we'll talk to you at later stages of the month.
Okay. Mātua hei kona. Thank you for having me on.
Kia ora mai.
Mātua hei kona.
Hei kona. Tēnā no koutou i whakarongo mai ana kia Dr. Rāwiri Taonui. Me ana kōrero i roto i te reo Pākehā. Ano kia koutou kei wahona, kua āta kōrero mai eia ngā takotonga mō te urutānei me ngā āhuatanga o ngā weroero kamutu. Akarongo koutou ki ngā kōrero i inia, ngā mahi kato e pāna ki tērā wāhi, kamutu e takotona i roto i ngā āhuatanga me te ture, me ngā whakarongonga, ngā kōrero e whiti mai ana mō tērā, i roto i tērā wāhi. Kia ora mai ano kia koutou.